You're gonna fall madly in love with the process and the journey of life, realizing wholeheartedly that the outcomes, the mountain, your North Star, it is coming, my friend. Buckle up, but be patient. Be present and be here now. Today, I'm going to talk about 10 daily habits for a better you and how you can begin to implement these into your life right now to see a constant and steady improvement on your mental health and your well-being moving forward. So, why are habits so important? I know habits are talked about all the time, especially in the personal development space, but why do they actually matter? And the reason for this is when you get into a habit, you're going to continue repeating the same thing again and again until you make a change or a decision to make a change, right? And so by bringing an extra awareness of these extra habits that you can add into your life to really just boost up your happiness and level of well-being, that's what it's all about, right? So if you're really interested in learning how to habit stack, the book Atomic Habits is really powerful for understanding how to do this. But ultimately, what habit stacking means is, let's say you're going to take a vitamin during the day, but you always start your day off with a glass of water. It's keeping the vitamins next to the glass of water that you're going to be drinking. That way you automatically know once you drink that glass of water, you're immediately going to take your vitamins right after. Okay, that's habit stacking. So you can get even deeper than that. Let's say after you drink your water and take your vitamins, you want to journal. So even further would be leaving your journal with a pen on top of it, right next to those vitamins. That way you know as soon as you're finished, you're going to pick up your journal and start to write. Okay, so carry this idea of habit stacking with you throughout this episode and see where you can start to implement these 10 daily habits into your existing routine that you're already doing. Look, I'm not trying to get you to just listen to this one episode and change everything about your daily habits. That's not what this is about. But if you can take one habit from this list today and habit stack it with something that you're already doing, that's when you're going to begin to notice consistent, incremental changes in your life moving forward. Let's dive in. So, number one, start your day with no social media. Now, before you go exiting this podcast episode, because that's not what you want to hear, I want to ask you something. You're laying in bed, you just woke up from probably 8-ish hours of sleep, you know, your hair might be a mess, you don't have makeup on, you're just lounging at this point. You haven't even had a second for yourself. Would you invite 100 of your closest friends, if you do have 100 close friends, that's a lot of close friends, would you invite 100 friends or strangers into your bedroom before you do anything for yourself in the morning? No? Yeah, me either. So why would you open up your phone in this whole entire world of social media where you can't control the news that comes at you, right? What if you hear terrible news first thing in the morning? You can't control what you read online. You have zero control over your day. It's basically like letting the world, letting the internet take control of your day from the moment you wake up. You haven't even gotten out of bed yet. And you could hear some terrible news that just throws off the rest of your day. Or if, like many people out there in this world, you get a pang of jealousy because you see that Victoria over there is in Miami again and you wish you were in Miami, but instead you've got to get up and go to work. So already you're kicking your day off on kind of a negative foot, okay? Amongst many other reasons why you should not look at social media first thing in the morning. Those are a few of the big ones that came to mind for me. But most importantly, that's your time to start your day off with intention. Okay, so shut down the social media first thing in the morning. I'm talking to you, Stephen. So how you can do this is turning your phone on airplane mode. I do this every single night religiously. My phone is on airplane mode, so I can still have my alarm go off first thing in the morning, but I'm not going to be bothered by anything. Now, I am not in the habit of checking my phone at all until like midday at least. But if you are in that habit, airplane mode, and if you need to, put your phone across on the other side of the room, or if you don't even use it for an alarm, just keep it out of the bedroom. Okay, there's no need for it there. That if you're in bed, it's not a place for your phone. Okay, you've got this. Number two, drink a full glass of lemon water. This is huge and something that I've recently started implementing into my very first thing before I do anything else morning routine. Okay, now the reason for this, you are just sleeping all night long. You're dehydrated automatically. So adding that boost of lemon is going to give you the nutrients, electrolytes that you need to really replenish and nourish your body before you dive into the day, right? And you just already know, hey, I've already had a full glass of water. I can have my coffee now, my tea, whatever it is that you like to drink first thing in the morning, just drink a glass of water beforehand, okay? It's going to improve your digestion, boost your metabolism, and help maintain the pH levels of your body. So talk about just kickstarting, getting a jump on your hydration for the day. Just oof. That's been really nice. Number three, take 10 minutes and just be outside. Okay, go stand in front of your house, go out onto your balcony and just take a deep breath and just let the sun touch your skin if you're fortunate enough to have the sun out that morning. But if you're not, even just stand by the window if it's cold outside and you don't want to go out and just admire and just appreciate the world around you and that you are alive for another beautiful day. Just appreciate that for a moment. If you are outside, allow the sun to just soak on your skin because it's one of the best ways to wake your body up. Okay, so just take 10 minutes. And if you don't have 10 minutes, take 5 minutes. Just take some time to just be. All right. Number four, write down 1 to 3 needle moving tasks for your day ahead. Okay. This is going to be tasks that move you closer to accomplishing your goals or your mountain, so to speak. Okay. What this is going to do is minimize your stress in like spinning your wheels and doing busy work all day. And it's going to boost your productivity. And it will also help you realize that, hey, I am taking that aligned action towards my goal that's actually needed from me today. By the end of the day, you're going to feel that sense of accomplishment because rather than filling your schedule with stuff that ultimately doesn't, you know, necessarily matter, you know that you got 1 to 3 tasks done that truly do matter for you and your future success. Number five, notice the abundance that is all around you. Okay, and I remember before I started this practice, everyone was always saying, start your day off with gratitude, start it with being thankful. And it was boring to me, truthfully, like full transparency. I was like, I don't really want to do that. I am grateful, you know, whatever, whatever you want to say to that. That's how I felt. But truly, just take a moment and just look around the room that you're in and just appreciate what you have. Because abundance is all around you. And the more you can begin to appreciate what you have and the abundance that maybe you don't have, maybe just nature around you does have, what you appreciate appreciates. It's just one of the most incredible ways to start your day because when you're in that frequency of gratitude and abundance, feeling depressed, unhappy, or scarcity and lack ceases to exist. So by starting your day on a positive note, just imagine how the rest of your day is going to go, right? Number six, journal how you're feeling. Honestly, I keep a journal with me all the time, okay? If you're watching me right now, you will see that I'm using the Better Life Journal. This is by Dean Graziosi. I freaking love it. Now, let's see what the universe has in store for us. I'm going to open this up to just literally, I just thought of this, just a random page right now. And the quote says this, I love this journal because there's quotes on every page. This week, I want to challenge you to welcome failure. I know that sounds scary, but the absence of failure is the absence of a great enough goal. So try something big, even if you fail. Okay, so I love this journal because I really let these quotes land with me for the day, right? So I look to at least do a page, maybe two of journaling a day. And so I get a new quote every day and they always resonate really hard. So I definitely recommend you check out the Better Life Journal by Dean Graziosi if you have not already. It is freaking awesome. So journal how you're feeling. Journal your goals every single day. Just give yourself, when I talk about that mountain, your mountain is what you are going towards every single day. It's your dreams. It's your ambitions. It's your North Star that drives you. So write down what that mountain looks like. If you get triggered, if something holds you back, if a mindset block, money scarcity, if anything creeps into your mind throughout the day, write it down and ask yourself why. Work through it. Even if it's painful, journal. What energy will you bring into this day? What will get you closer to that mountain, right? That'd be your 1 through 3 tasks that you can journal through at first, yeah? What's been holding you back and why? What version of you are you going to be stepping into today? These are all really powerful journaling prompts that you can use every single day if you want to. Keep one with you. Okay, you go on a walk, bring your journal. Yeah? Number 7, take a walk. A lot of what I say is going to be in nature because I feel like it's so grounding and important to your daily habit practice. So take a walk. It could be around your block. It could be down your street. It could be to your car. Whatever this looks like, I recommend, 10 minutes at least, maybe 15 if you can give yourself that little wiggle room in terms of time. But gosh, this is not even on the list, but start to look at time in a different way. Rather than saying, oh, I've got to get to work. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. No, I get to go to work today and I've got 15 minutes until I need to leave. So rather than going around the house doing busy work, like putting laundry in the laundry hamper, putting like cleaning things up, they should already be clean, right? Go back and listen to a previous episode where I talk about resetting the room, but don't just do busy work until you need to leave for work. Take that 15 minutes and go on a walk around your block. You guys, if you are worried about time right now and you don't feel like you have enough, I would like to question, how are you spending your time and are you filling that white space in your calendar with busy work? Okay, because I know some of you are like, Jamie, I can't take a walk in the morning. I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. Are you busy or are you productive? There's a difference, okay? So on this journal, you could bring your journal. On this walk, you could bring your journal, okay? Or listen to a podcast. Listen to an audiobook. You would be shocked at how many books you could read with just 15 minutes a day, right? Imagine a simple habit, okay? And even further, if you're in the shower, can you be listening to that ebook? When you're doing the dishes, when can you begin to fill these gaps within your day with ways that you can consume more knowledge that are going to put you closer to your mountain? Okay, number 8, do affirmations with mala beads. Once again, full transparency, when I did affirmations, like I would do and say it maybe 3 times. That was it. I never felt it in my body. I was kind of bored with it. It wasn't a part of my practice at all, truthfully. I wanted it to be, okay? But it didn't excite me. And I didn't feel any of the differences with saying affirmations just in my head a few different times. All of that changed when I picked up some mala beads. Here's why. When you're using mala beads, you're saying your affirmation 108 times. By the time I am like halfway through those mala beads, I am like buzzing. And I get to the point where I am saying that affirmation with such conviction, like I know in every inch and every cell of my body that it's true. Rather than me just saying the affirmation like three times and not believing it, right? Mala beads allow you to fully embody the affirmation that you're saying. So if you don't have some yet, set your timer for like 5 minutes and just say that affirmation until the timer goes off. However, invest in some mala beads. They are freaking awesome. I got mine on Etsy. Whew. So each day what I do is I'll choose an affirmation that feels aligned with me in the direction that I feel like my day is going or whatever I feel like my goal or my mountain is in that moment, okay? So it could be anything from, you know, talking myself up. Like, yes, we all need that. We all need to boost our confidence for sure. It can be more goal related in terms of magnetizing full fuck yes clients, right? That's one that I've used for sure. Right? It can have something to do with you feeling greater abundance, joy, appreciation for the life and the world around you. Okay? Whatever affirmations you're feeling called to use, do it with some mala beads. All right? It will change your life. Number 9 is get creative. Who here, maybe you, do you feel like you could use a little bit more fun in your life? I think people are way, way too serious, all right? So how can you get more creative and bring more fun into your life today? Don't take life so serious. Play a little bit, right? Can you go take a class? Maybe you've always wanted to do an art class, right? Can you go find an art studio near you? If you want to do aerial yoga or silks classes, go find a class near you. Right? See how you can begin to increase your skill set, have a little fun, meet some new people, and learn something new. Do something today to boost your creative energy. Bring out that inner child, right? Maybe you used to love to draw or play in the mud or blow bubbles, jump on a trampoline. Whatever that looks like for you, go do it. Allow yourself to live a little. And number 10, maybe the most important of all, so please, please don't just skip right over this one. Be here now. The number one habit that I would love to see you incorporating to just make for a better you is to be in this moment. I know the future can call to you. I know that the past might haunt you. But the only moment that ever exists is the one that you're in right now. So practice being present and enjoying the moment that you're in because it's all that ever was and all that ever will be. The future to-dos can wait. The past is over. Be here now, exactly where you are. But then realize that in using strategies like what I've laid out for you today, you're going to fall madly in love with the process and the journey of life, realizing wholeheartedly that the outcomes, the mountain, your North Star, it is coming, my friend. Buckle up, but be patient. Be present and be here now. So, the 10 daily habits for a better you are this. Start your day with no social media. I know, might be hard for you at first, but trust me. Number 2, drink a full glass of lemon water. Number 3, take 10 minutes to just be outside. Number 4, write down 1 to 3 needle-moving tasks that you're going to focus on during the day. And I challenge you, don't continue adding to that list. I struggle with that. Okay, number 5, notice the abundance that's all around you. Number 6, journal how you're feeling and carry a journal with you. Number 7, take a walk as often as you can. Get outside and just clear your mind. Number 8, do affirmations with mala beads. Number 9, be creative and bring out your inner child. Just have freaking fun with life. Number 10, be here now. because this moment here is all there ever is. So I just want to take a moment and just thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here with me today and spending your precious, precious moments with me. Having me guide you on this journey of life has been such an incredible honor. And I just thank you. I thank you for showing up for you. And I would love to hear, what of these 10 daily habits are you going to be able to implement into your life now, right? Send me a screenshot, tag me over on your Instagram stories, @coachwithjamie. I would love, just tag me, which habit you're going to begin implementing today, not tomorrow, today, because we need to start to daily habit stack so that consistency can begin to stack and grow from there. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll catch you in the next episode.